Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
All right, speaking of going nowhere fast, Washington trying to get Terry McLaurin back, still not at practice out in Ashburn. He was supposed to return, we thought, based on what Dan Quinn had to say yesterday, today. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. But, Darius, grab the cut from Quinn on Monday about the optimism of getting both Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin back. Because Noah's already practicing in full today, it sounds like. Maybe that'll be McLaurin tomorrow. You would think there would be like some kind of ramp up where he's limited, then he's full, so maybe you're now getting to Friday before he's full at practice, which is like a normal Thursday because of the Monday night game. But did your confidence that McLaurin's back on the field Monday night change at all with him not practicing today, or is it just too early in the week?
No, my confidence went down. Again, it's not a zero. I'm not panicking or anything like that, but given the backdrop, multiple opinions. I don't know what expert we were on. I don't know which foremost core muscle quad slash hip pointer slash whatever guy we had to go see to figure out if he was going to be able to play or not. But given that backdrop, given that there wasn't any idea that he'll play last week, right? Like Jaden Daniels kind of had this little bit of ramp up. There's a little bit of mystery behind it. And it was pretty clear they had a plan all along. But there wasn't any kind of ramp up from McLaurin. And now he's not practicing on Wednesday. I understand this is the normal Tuesday. And the Wednesday calendar is all jacked up because they don't play till Monday.
This is kind of a bonus practice in that sense.
Which is good. I'm all in favor of it. But it's got my radar. It's on my radar. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting there going, oh, my God, it's doomsday. He'll never be the same again. I'm nowhere near that. But it is concerning until it's not. Again, even though this the Daniel situation worked out in a way that I am very comfortable with and I liked a lot. I liked how they handled it. I mean that. They still haven't won me over with their injury talking credibility. Does that make sense? Like after everything we've seen with them, and they're not forthcoming, and that's fine. That is their call. That's their prerogative. But when you tell me everything's fine, frankly, I don't believe you. Right? That's where I am, and I'll be there until they put a whole bunch more deposits in the bank in terms of things happen exactly as they say it's going to.
Yeah, I first and foremost have to imagine. I'm sticking with the original Dan Quinn comment on Monday, which felt optimistic and revealing, more so than he normally is early in the week especially, for him to come out and say he thought there was a trajectory where those guys could both play. So I'll ride with that. And I'm kind of siding with it's just way too early in the week to be reactionary or to take a lot out of a practice report. I think Thursday this week, or Thursday normally, which is kind of like Friday this week in a sense, is when I'm going to be more interested. Because that's the day where if you're not in full now, you're going to be questionable. Now there's a real good chance you don't play. But I'll bet you he practices some tomorrow. That's when I'll first say, if he doesn't practice at all tomorrow, I'll say, maybe he doesn't come back this week. Mm-hmm. And now we start getting into the Chris Russell conversation all over again. Where Russell was saying, this thing seems to be dragging a little bit. You know, maybe it's a matter of, hey, I used to come back and fight and scratch and claw and do everything I could. And where did that get me? Like, now I'm going to be 100%. I'm not putting bad tape out there. I only got a one-year extension. I'm only under contract basically for 2 years. When I'm playing, I need to be at 100%. And if I'm at 85 or 90 in the past, that was enough. Maybe now it's 100. Now, this was Quinn on Monday. This is where I think people started to assume that McLaurin and Brown would both play.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
On this answer,
yeah, we're optimistic, JP, and we'll have more information as the week goes on to see where they're at with he and Noah and Sam Cosmi and a few other guys that are, you know, kind of trending in the right way. We'll make sure we take all the right steps, just like we do with all the guys. If they're able to, you know, fully express how they play and do their thing, then we're there. And if not, we'll have to keep waiting, but we won't decide yet. But with having an extra day, that never hurts, JP, going into it. But as we get, you know, a few more days from now, I think I'll have a better sense for if it's able to be done and what it looks like and how they're responding to it.
This is one of those, I think, where if you know, you know, in the sense of if you follow this team, if you follow how Quinn talks about injuries, that's a bigger deal than what it sounded like. The transcript on that is not overly telling, but that is very, very different than his normal guarded, look, we're not going to miss a mark, we're going to take it slow, they're going to do what they can. We're optimistic was his first couple words out of his mouth.
Yeah, that's a good catch by you.
About
yeah.
them being able to possibly
right.
play. Like, that's
right.
different.
The normal, and he, it's sort of funny because he always talks about, we're not going to miss a mark in the return to play. He doesn't miss his mark normally when they're talking about injuries. He's had to, unfortunately, talk about a whole mess of them already this year, only five games in. But that's his usual MO is to, basically, I don't want to, again, it sounds like I'm criticizing, I'm not, but to hide behind that process, right? Where I'm not going to tell you anything specifically, but I get to say, yeah, he's injured, we're going to return to play. I mean, the whole deal with Terry McLaurin's holdout, hold in, whatever. They were able to avoid answering a lot of tough questions with the, we're not going to miss a milestone, and it's return to play protocol, return to play, return to play. He usually just sort of is able to hide behind that wall, and then anything that comes towards you, it's like it hits the wall. It hits the return to play wall. That time he actually said, yeah, we the extra practice day, we're very optimistic. That's different.
I wonder how much better they are and just where they change what they're doing if Terry's back out there. It's not like he was lighting it up in the first couple of weeks. He had 10 catches through three games for 149 yards, of which, if you remember, he had that massive catch and run of 56 yards against the Raiders. So, like, over a third of his season output through three games came on that one catch. Clearly, the Chris Moore element of this passing game the last couple weeks hasn't worked. He's had a couple bad drops, including the ball in the end zone when Jaden made a nice play and should have had a passing touchdown. If it was Terry, that's a touchdown. So, like, anything involving Moore, I feel like if that was Terry, it goes better. But you had the McCaffrey diving catch. You had Jalen Lane showing up on 3rd and 16. Neither of those guys got more than a couple targets. Maybe if it's Terry, it's 6 or 7. I think the way that he might help most is just to take a little attention off Debo. Because if he's not back soon, it's going to eventually happen, maybe this weekend, Monday night, or whenever, that teams start going, wait a second, they threw the ball 20 times. 9 of the targets went to Debo, and there was 2 to everybody else. Let's pay a little more attention to this guy.
Yeah, I don't really have to respect Chris Moore.
Exactly.
Right?
Or maybe even Luke, who's played better, or maybe even Lane, to an extent, because he's a rookie and the routes aren't the same as Terry's. Where if Terry's out there, you just agreed to a deal to make him a $30 million AAV guy for a reason. So I would think that's where he'll help most is just to keep Debo, to keep Ertz from getting extra attention.
I think that's I think you're right on. I mean, to me, I talk about this all the time. This is my DeSean Jackson corollary. I was so wrong about him coming here. I saw it firsthand. The threat is almost as important as the actual thing. Right, once every three games, DeSean Jackson takes the top off, scores a touchdown, and there are these 2 for 21 games, or 3 for 33. They don't really help you do anything crazy, but it opens everything up for everybody else. McLaurin is not exactly DeSean Jackson. Not saying he is, nor is he Tyreek Hill or any of these in their prime, greatest all-time deep threat type guys, but he does have enough of that burst and enough of the threat where if he's running one of those deep routes, he's going to command attention. If he's doing that intermediate to longer type stuff that he's specialized in for so many years, some of those contested catches type things, again, it demands attention. And, you know, even if it is a two-catch for 27 yards, that's not the only impact. Chris Moore's 2 for 27, that's the ceiling. That's it. Terry McLaurin's 2 for 27 means they probably bracketed him. They probably had to shade coverage. They rolled things that way. Guys are sort of knowing where 17 is, so maybe the safety takes an extra step to the right, or, you know, the way the coverage is shaded, et cetera, influences that thing. As you said, opens things up for everybody else.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.